now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I am joined, as always, by Gemma Kaneko.
I'm here.
You're here.
I am.
How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah. I'm all right. I mean, it's snow raining, so it's not the greatest.
It is snow raining. It's kind of a surprise. It kind of came out of nowhere.
My dad warned me. He said it was coming from Michigan, so I should be prepared.
Is your dad Mike Trout?
Yep. Mike Trout, who is younger than me, is also my dad. Weird.
I know,
weird thing that happened, you know?
Well, he knows all about the weather.
Yeah.
I don't know. He
yeah.
might. I don't know. It's caught me off guard.
When you know when we talked about having Mike Trout call you every day to tell you about the weather?
I know, and he
heard that, and he was like, yes, but I'm only going to call Gemma because
Mike.
She's just so cool. So, yeah, Mike Trout called me this morning to tell me what the weather was.
Well, I would like that, Mike. Come on. We also have Ben Kostman here.
Hello.
Hey, Ben.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty well.
Did Mike Trout call you?
He did not. I was thrilled with the snow this morning, though.
Well, you're from upstate New York.
I am, so.
This is your home turf.
Snow delights me.
I'm from Michigan.
Okay, but well, then you hate a lot of things. So.
Yeah, I'm just, yes. And I also want to be Canadian, so I really should
they
like
have a lot
to
of snow in
more.
Canada.
I know.
Yeah. The Mounted Police. Do you like that? Do you like that idea?
I do like the Mounties.
Well, this isn't a podcast about Canada, though. So let's move on. We got a lot we're going to get to today. We're going to talk some baseball cards. We'll do a little bit of discussion about the Super Bowl. We're not above that. And then we'll finish up talking a little bit about our MLB entourages. But before, which I'm excited for, and I hope you are too. But before we get to all of that, that's right. It's back. The Cut Forecast Pop Quiz. Now,
yeah.
It's more of a current events quiz.
Ooh.
So you should both do well on this.
We'll
see. Fancy yourselves as current events. You were on Jeopardy. And you auditioned for Jeopardy, right?
I did. It's true. I'm in the contestant pool right now.
Wow. So that's exciting. We have two Jeopardy people here. So theoretically.
Kind of.
Is this question about Alex
One and
Trebek?
A half.
No, theoretically, they'll just do great on this trivia. So here's the question. The Australian Baseball League Championship Series is going on right now. Who's playing in it?
Okay, so the Bite is definitely one.
Yes.
And the Cavalry is the other? Maybe. Is that a team?
That's a team,
right? What are their, you know, city names?
I mean, I know the Bite is definitely one.
Adelaide Bite, I think?
Yeah.
That's right.
Because I
got
follow
one.
Them on Twitter because I like their Twitter a lot.
Adelaide Bite, who's the
it's
other
also
team?
A good name.
It's a great name.
I'll tell you, Game 1 aired, we're recording this on Friday, Game 1 aired.
I want to say it's the
Friday
Bandits?
Of
Brisbane.
Where? That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Joe
Look at that.
Yeah.
Australian right. Baseball League
yes.
knowledge.
Great. Good.
Did it.
Yes.
Who won game one, which happened early this morning? We recorded this on a Friday. It happened 3 a.m. Eastern time on a Friday. Who won game one?
The Bandits.
Yes. You had a 50-50 chance. You guessed correctly.
But I also thought, like, I have a vague memory of, because I woke up really early because I could hear the snow becoming rain, becoming snow
yeah.
again. And I was, like, scrolling around on Twitter, and then I fell back asleep, and I was like, did I dream that I saw that on Twitter, or is it true? But
well,
it
there you
was
go.
True.
Shout out to the Brisbane Bandits.
Who I thought was a dream.
And they are one victory away from their first Australian Baseball League title.
It's 2 of 3?
It is 2 of 3.
I didn't know that.
I know. So there you go. Pretty exciting stuff. All right, well, let's get into the Apple.
No, come on.
Jacks.
It was Apple Jacks. That's not even a thing. Double Bubble and Sunflower
double
Seeds.
Double Bubble. Let's get into the Double Bubble and Sunflower Seeds.
Apple Jacks?
I don't know. Apple Seeds, Sunflower Seeds.
Do you think that's a good snack? Apple Seeds?
Maybe. I think so.
No, you don't eat apple seeds.
I guess not. Don't they have arsenic in them?
You scatter them across the land like Johnny Apple Seeds.
Like John.
Yes.
John Apple. He later got, when he grew up, he was like, no, I want to be taken seriously.
Start going by Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Got really hip.
Jack.
Start a band.
Jack and the Apple Seeds. All right. So here's a question. Joey Bats, Jose Bautista.
Joseph Baseball Bats.
Jose Bautista, his baseball card was just released, and it had a photograph of him performing his epic postseason bat flip. Which the bat flip heard around the world. The vine of that bat flip was actually the most shared vine that at MLB has ever had, which is pretty cool.
That is really cool.
People demand Joey Bats and his bat flip. Joey Bat flips. So it got us wondering, if we had baseball cards, what we want on them. And it doesn't have to just be a photo. If you want to only talk about the photo you would want, that's fine. If you also want to discuss what text would be on it, how the design would work, that's totally fine too. Gemma, you got the question right. So Ben, why don't we start with you?
Wait, was the pop quiz not... Were we not working together?
I thought we were because you got half of the...
You got half.
I was under the
impression
we
were working together. Gemma was more right. Gemma was more correct.
I was
correct.
The most
How was
right?
she more correct?
She won. She clearly won the pop quiz.
Oh, we both had a team.
All right, I'll go last. The pop quiz determines who sums up the podcast on every 40 characters.
Yes,
so
yes.
I will go first when we do that.
And I will go last.
And Gemma will go last. That's, you go in the middle.
Does that work? That's fine.
Right. You have to go first.
Tell us about your baseball card.
Yeah, tell us
your baseball card. First, I'm going to do design.
Okay.
And the photo.
Uh-huh.
And I figure it'll probably be of something I do all the time, and it's me sitting with bad posture.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't really do anything else.
You don't do anything else.
Your backflip moment in your life is just sitting with bad posture? Is just slouching?
Well, I don't really do anything
You're just
else.
Slouching in a chair?
I blog, I go home and read or watch TV, and I'm just, kind of hunched over. But then I figure I want a baseball card, like, in the 90s, they had a whole bunch of crazy designs. Yeah. It got really sort of artistic and wild. I want one of those hologram baseball cards that moves.
I'm pretty sure we're unanimous in a desire for a hologram baseball card.
So I want mine. When you turn it, I just, hunch over slightly. That's what I want on my baseball card.
Okay.
In terms of stats, I didn't know really what to do. I had, something sort of depressing that was... every year, my biggest accomplishments and biggest regrets of the year.
Well, okay, 2015, what was your biggest accomplishment?
My biggest accomplishment of 2015, probably the Jeopardy audition.
Yeah?
Just getting there, doing that.
What was your biggest regret?
Oh, I don't know if I want to get into that.
What's the regret you're willing to share with us?
Biggest regret.
Was it reading Purity? Was that it?
That may be it, yeah, actually.
Purity, the Jonathan Franzen novel?
Spending so much time reading,
Okay, well, interesting.
That may be it.
That's a reasonable regret.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Life is short, Jonathan Franzen.
Anything else you want on your card?
Then I was thinking, sort of maybe other quantifiable things. Like, I don't know if I could keep track of that, but if someone could keep track, like MLB stats, the number of tortilla chips I've eaten in a year.
Yeah.
Important.
I would like that. The number of books I've read. Things like that.
Those are good.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. That's a good card.
Yeah.
And
would you be like a rarity, that card? Do you think on eBay it's going for like $40?
No, probably not.
Okay. It's the one that everyone has.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I have like 40 Ben Cosmans.
That's fine. I'm ubiquitous.
Holographic.
That's true.
So.
But, awesome.
Yeah.
Like Charizard.
Right. If Charizard wears...
Did you? I had my parents I think my birthday bought me a holographic Charizard when I was
young. Whoa!
I know, it's very exciting.
I never had one.
I still have it. So there you go.
That's pretty impressive.
All right. Well, what's on your card, Gemma?
I feel like this is not that hard to guess what mine would be because it's the only thing I ever talk about on Twitter. Otherwise, okay. So you remember the movie The Pagemaster?
Yes.
I feel like obviously I don't spend my actual life jumping through books and in magical libraries, but if I had to have a card, why not just make it the most extreme example of how I feel my life is?
Okay.
So I think it would also be a hologram. When you flipped it, I would like be coming out of a book.
Oh,
that's exciting.
Yes. Because all I do is read and talk about books, and I go to the library like all the time. I'm always at the library. I once went 3 times in like a week and a half.
That's a lot.
Great.
Yes,
that's
I know.
A lot for the library.
I know.
Do you know the librarians' names?
I do know the security guard at Mid Manhattan Branch.
Really?
Yes.
Which
she's
one?
Very friendly.
The woman with the glasses?
Yes.
I like her.
Yeah, she's like very loud and she.
Yeah.
She always gives me hair care tips.
Interesting.
Anyway, the library's great. Yeah. Clearly, Ben and I come in the same card pack.
Yeah, I go to the Mid-Manhattan branch all the time.
Because it's really, because it has the best
nerdy
nonfiction selection.
New Yorkers with glasses.
It would basically, on the back, it would be like, the stats would be terrible and lame. It would just be number of books I read, probably my words per minute that I type because I'm a blogger.
For sure. I feel like words per minute need to be on
really
there.
Important. Yeah. Definitely that. I don't know if I would want my biggest accomplishments and biggest regrets. That seems really heavy.
Yeah, that's
for
too
a
much.
Baseball card.
Not enough room on my card for that.
Yeah. Maybe meals that I've cooked. Sarah.
That's like
maybe
you know,
number
they do, like,
of
info.
Cookies that I've made. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I would like a weird stat. You know those stats that used to just be like. Like so-and-so likes music.
Yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
stats.
Do you
nothing
like music?
Stats. I've never heard of music. What
and Matt
you
Harvey.
No, Matt Harvey likes music.
Matt Harvey was on Late Night with Seth Meyers. He said that he likes music.
He's so. Been listening to music his whole life.
Yeah, yeah. We have that in common with him. My card, so first, we'll start with what I want in the back, because the stats, I think, are the most important part. That's why you have the cards,
yeah.
I
sure.
think, personally.
Yeah.
Number of hot dogs eaten in a season, I think.
Good.
I'd be curious
good.
About that. It's probably a lot. You could do also related to that food, amount of money I've spent on food at
oh,
baseball stadiums.
Oh, God. I would not want to see that number.
Yeah, the educational.
That's tracking into regret territory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be educational. Also, the number of the different seats I've sat in at Citi Field. I think that would be interesting. Because I've been to a great many games there, and I'd be curious to know that.
That would be cool.
The front would obviously be have a hologram because that's the most important part of all baseball cards. And I think the photo would be of me wearing my Josh Beckett Red Sox jersey sitting in a recliner weeping. It would probably be the perfect summary of my baseball fandom. And I don't know. I'm a stat nerd.
Uh-huh.
Made that pretty clear. I feel like love the sabermetrics. So I would like Vorb on there. I think people would like to know my value over replacement blogger.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be really good. So this
what
is not
a replacement
good card.
Blogger? What would you call like a replacement level blogger? Like a AAA blogger?
I think it would be like somebody who just tells you what happened without any additional info whatsoever.
Okay.
So it would be like, you know, Matt Harvey goes on Late Night and says he likes music, and they just print a quote, nothing else. I think that's the replacement level blogger.
So like an AP news robot.
Yeah.
Okay.
The news robot. Yeah, that's actually a good one. I was thinking, you know, the monkeys typing Shakespeare.
That's sub replacement level.
Can you blog better than
the answer to that? Unfortunately, for me, is no. Let's move on here to our next topic. The Super Bowl is this weekend. The big game. I don't know that we're allowed to say Super Bowl. The big game is this weekend. And I know I'm excited to have a big game party with all my friends who are also fans of the big game. My professional football team, the Carolina Panthers, are participating in the big game. That's pretty exciting.
That is really exciting for you.
I know. So I'm extremely nervous and apprehensive about it. By the time you listen to this podcast, you probably already know the result. And I will assure you, I will have cried either way. So that's interesting. But what brings us to discuss this is that the Super Bowl is famous for its pageantry, for the fact that it dominates one day. Everybody talks about it. You kind of know the result of the Super Bowl even if you didn't watch it. It's just this big thing. And we were talking about it. We were wondering what from that would be cool for MLB to steal. How could we make our game more fun by stealing something from this behemoth event? So, Gemma, why don't you start and tell us what you think would be the best thing for us to steal from the Super Bowl?
Well, as you both know, my interest in the Super Bowl is basically entirely revolves around the halftime show.
For sure.
That is what I like. I also like Super Bowl week in theory. You know, when they're all the different things that come to a city and all the events that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
When it was in New York and the city sort of devoured it because New York has so much going on all the time that
right.
it's like, here's just another thing. But I like that they basically set up an adult play place in Times Square. That was pretty funny. Like the giant slide and et cetera. So I feel like baseball already kind of does some of this stuff during the All-Star game when Cincinnati had the zip line, but why not just have it during the World Series? Then two cities could have these weird giant adult play places.
Yeah.
There isn't, I feel like, a lot of space for a halftime show, but it would be nice to have that degree of spectacle.
When would you want the halftime show?
That's
like
the thing.
Like for the seventh inning stretch.
Like, would it just be the longest seventh inning stretch ever?
And what kind of, like, do you want Cirque du Soleil to show up? Or,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, I always
Beyonce
want
to
yes.
break the power
yes.
of the stadium.
Yes. To all of that. That was the greatest moment of that Super Bowl was when Beyonce broke the power.
Yeah.
And everyone whined about it. It was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah.
But
so who should play the first World
well,
Series halftime show?
Well, the thing is, also the thing that could be cool is it could sort of be like a mini music festival, right? Because it's if I mean you'd have to decide, but if it's at least going to be you know, four games.
Right.
So you could have a different big name every time, like sort of like an advent calendar. It could always be a surprise.
Oh, interesting.
Like, let's say it goes to game seven. I mean, obviously, this would probably not work because musicians are not like, oh, well, I guess I just won't perform. But, like, let's say you have increasingly awesome performances up until game seven, and then it's just like Kanye.
Wow.
That would be
that
great.
That would be epic.
Yes.
Or, like, I don't know, like a Oasis reunion.
Ew.
I was just trying to think of, like, a reunion that would be Pink Floyd, I guess.
Like, Oasis is the least baseball-y band I think of.
I don't know why they were who came to my mind. But, like, a band who, like, isn't going to reunite, and then they reunite only if the game, if the World Series goes to game
seven. Yes, that would actually be incredible.
That'd be really cool,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, that's interesting. Ben, what do you got? What's your idea?
Halftime show was good. I mean, I was trying to think. I couldn't think of a whole lot of things that...
I mean, baseball is superior to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think Gemma mentioned the parties. I think the idea that people don't really throw big Super Bowl party or Super Bowl-esque parties.
For baseball games.
For the World Series, yeah. And I was thinking maybe that's partially because the World Series doesn't really land. A lot of times the game one will start during the week.
Yeah.
So you don't want to throw this huge party on like a Tuesday night. But I was saying, you know, I would like that. I would like to be able to throw a big, crazy party for game one of the World Series. Yeah.
So the baseball-themed foods of a massive party.
Yeah.
Again, where advent calendar style. Bigger and bigger parties.
Yeah, where people are more, you know, because you get people now where they care more about Super Bowl parties than the game itself.
Ben, I think you should be the change you want to see in the world.
I know, I should. I will. Next year, I will throw a World Series game party.
I don't think I've been invited to your World Series party before.
I've never thrown one. I didn't think anyone was going
to
come.
I went to a wild card game party.
That would be
awesome.
That was really fun.
That would be super fun.
And it was Pirates, and my friend is a big Pirates fan, and it was like Pittsburgh themed, so there were pierogies. And,
that's
like,
great. Exactly. That's what I want.
It was a great party.
I want more parties.
Thanks for inviting me to your party,
Matt. How about just we take October off.
Yeah. Yeah, no one will need
us. And just party.
That's the thing, yeah. A World Series bender. That's what I want.
No. The official position of the Cup Forecast is that's a terrible idea. Don't do that. I thought about this as well. The halftime show obviously makes a lot of sense. And then it dawned on me that this would be the perfect opportunity to do what we've always wanted, which is to have more baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I think, you know how like when you clean a room, you have to make it messier before you can clean it up?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So we're going to make it shorter. The World Series, but it just go with me here, all right? So we're going to change it from a 7-game series to a 3-game series, a la the Australian Baseball League. And all 3 games will play on the same day.
Whoa.
So you start the first game at like 9 a.m., the second game at like 1, and then the final game at 7 or 8. And you play all 3 in one day.
Wow.
And you do it at a neutral site, and it tours around, so, you know, whichever city gets that year, and you play all 3 in the same day. By the end, that's the thing. Imagine like a 9th inning walk off hit at the end of 3-game day, a triple header.
But wait, I'm getting anxious already.
Yeah.
Because like, what if the second game is like 21 innings?
Then it goes until like 5 in the morning, and everyone's exhausted, and like you have to have position players pitching. Oh. Come on, that'd be great. Tell me you wouldn't want to watch that.
I mean, I would definitely
watch it.
Tell
me that wouldn't captivate the nation.
That would be good. And you could have, you know, a day-long party.
You could have a day-long party. That's the thing. I would absolutely
have a day-long party. It's basically becoming endurance performance art.
Yes. Yeah.
Like when someone's like, I'm going to live in a gallery for a week. That's what this is. Because if it's 3 games in a row, sometimes you just want to check in and be like, oh, how's it going? Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, it's still, you know, 0-0, sunflower seeds.
You would watch the whole day. You'd set it, you'd make the whole thing. You'd do it on like before a holiday. So you do it like I don't know. There's not really a national holiday in October.
Columbus Day.
Yeah.
What day is that?
What?
What day? Like when is that?
Is that like mid-October?
Is it mid-October? I don't know.
It's like a Monday.
Although Brown University just renamed it, Indigenous Peoples Day?
Okay. Well, either way, you could put it right before a holiday so people could just watch all day. We could just make a holiday the day after.
Right,
That seems reasonable to me.
Baseball is America's national pastime.
But we've talked before about playing every game in a row. That's what this is.
I think it sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
Huge party.
Yeah, huge.
Yes.
Any excuse to
definitely
have a party.
Definitely, you could have two all the halftime shows.
Yeah, you'd have all the halftime shows.
Between game shows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Love it.
great.
The morning one could be a children's band, then, you know.
I like that. That's a good idea. It is decided. This is happening now. So we have that power, and it's
yes,
now
we will make it real.
So let's move on here to this final topic. Interestingly, it was National Signing Day this week for college football. And so all of the colleges were very excited, and they're signing all their players, whatnot. And University of Michigan brought in a bunch of former alumni to come and sell the school to their new recruits. Such alums included Derek Jeter, Thomas J. Brady. I don't know what his middle name is. Tom Brady.
Awesome.
Jim Leland was there. It was exciting. It was. I mean, it may have been the party of the century, speaking of parties. But ultimately, it got us wondering this. So all of those people were brought to the University of Michigan to convince these young people of how awesome the University of Michigan would be. So if I asked you, Ben, or you, Gemma, to get a group of Major League Baseball players together to convince other people that you are awesome, who would you pick and why? Ben, why don't we start with you?
All right, I'll take you through my thinking for this, because right. I had a process that I went through. And when you first posed the question to me, I don't think you said players specifically.
Okay,
you said people from MLB.
It can be baseball adjacent.
So
did you just pick like a bunch of like front office dudes to?
So I'll let you know.
Andrew
what
Friedman's
I
the coolest.
I went, you know, first I figured I want people who are good at, you know, debating or who are very convincing.
Okay.
If they're, you know, supposed to convince people that I'm cool and awesome, I want some people with power. So I thought, you know, voices. Intimidating voices, you know, I would like, you know, Vin Scully says something, you believe it.
Oh, okay.
That's really
I would like
choice.
Vin Scully, Randy Johnson, who I, you know, I maintain he has the best voice, most intimidating voice in baseball history.
Okay.
And then I was thinking, you know, Tony Clark is head of the MLBPA.
Yeah.
He's probably good at debating.
Probably.
I would like him out of my corner. But the clear answer here is agents.
Oh.
They're literally paid to convince other people how awesome their clients are.
The lamest answer of all time.
But it's very smart.
I want a entourage of MLB agents.
Like Scott Boras.
You want Scott Boras to print a huge color book about how great you are.
Yes, that's what I want.
Send it around to people.
I want agents convincing everyone how awesome I am.
I will say, you standing next to Scott Boras would make you seem more awesome.
Yes.
Because I'd be like, whoa, he's a Boras guy.
Exactly.
Those agents, wow. his like army of agents, they're all very smooth.
Exactly.
And like,
they are.
Oh, man. Suits. Jack Donnie level suits.
Exactly. They would make a good case for me, I think.
It's a very cynical answer, but a good one.
Very smart.
What can I say?
Okay. Well, Gemma, what do you got? Who would you surround yourself with to seem more awesome?
I feel like hanging out with almost any baseball player would immediately make me look really awesome
for sure.
to people just around, you know? So I feel like you can't really go wrong with this question here. I mean, of course there are some, you know, like maybe more or less cool, but I decided I needed maybe like a hype man first.
Yes.
So I thought Chris Archer would be great.
Very
because
good.
He's always just tweeting about how great all of his friends are and how much he loves all of his teammates or ex-teammates, and it's so positive and adorable.
Yes.
And he just seems fun. So Chris Archer on the Entourage team. And then I started thinking about people who I just think would be cool to hang out with for me
mm-hmm.
and who are an understated level of like, oh, if she's hanging out with them, she must be really smart and fun and cool.
Yeah.
So I went with Sean Doolittle and his girlfriend, Erin Dunn.
Ah, yeah, that's
nice.
Good.
Yes, because they obviously, just the aura around them seems welcoming and nice. And if I was in that friend clique,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it would just be automatically assumed that I was pretty awesome.
They would make you the best you.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
That's
for
good.
Sure. Yeah. Those are my choices.
Those are good choices.
I mean, Jim Leland, obviously, but he's already on the Michigan team. I just always want to hang out
with
him. Yeah.
Well, and if he's around, it adds, like, legitimacy to your crew.
Yeah, yes.
He needs to be there.
As you know, my work Facebook profile picture is Jim Leland.
As it should be.
I love him so much.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
So I also, I put together a pretty deep bench here for this. Okay, all
right.
Let's hear it.
I need a lot of people. So the first thing, what you need...
A lot of work to do to convince people you're cool.
Yeah,
it's
so...
Take a lot of heavy lifting.
Trust me. too real. So the first thing you need is somebody who you trust intrinsically, who just, you know, has your back, who, antics aside, all the other stuff aside, like, that guy is there, that's your friend, good, honorable person. Andrew McCutchen, first.
Yes.
Batter up.
So good choice.
He's there to make sure that everybody stays, you know, level-headed, smart, good to go. Then you need muscle, somebody who's there, you know, can be kind of looking tough. Somebody who's also, like, I don't know, he's got, like, machismo. That's a good word, machismo. Mm-hmm. Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh.
Right? So we're going to have him there, too.
Uh-huh.
Then you want a wild card. You want somebody who'll do whatever, right? So, somebody who may have some weird ideas that you're like, hey, whatever, fine, let's do it. That's cool. 100 pence.
Great, good.
Nice.
Right?
Yes.
So he'll be like, hey, guys, why don't we go to the Nintendo store? And it's like, that's weird. Why would we do that? No, come on.
I like
and
that the wildest go, wild card option you okay. have is basically well, going to GameStop.
Okay, whatever. It'd be weird.
Let's go to Dave and Buster's, you
Picture
guys.
Picture going to Dave and Buster's with Andrew McCutcheon, Giancarlo Stanton, and Hunter Pence.
It sounds well, like the best birthday party Pence, ever.
Yes. Right. Beat all of us at Dance Dance Revolution.
For sure. So yes. you need him there to make this yes. decision. Then I thought, all right, you know, too much masculine energy in this group, right? I'm not going to be cool if it's just three dudes and me.
Yeah, that's lame.
That's super lame. So I then thought, all right, well, Mrs. Met. Let's bring Mrs. Met
all right.
Because Mrs. Met, she's tough. She has a great supportive family. Lives in Queens, so she's not too far away. Uh-huh. She can hop in, hop out. It's great. And then also Monet Davis there as well.
Oh.
Round it out. We need youth. We need that energy there as well.
That's good.
Yeah.
See? Look at that crew.
That's a pretty good crew.
You would not mess with that crew.
Definitely not. No. I think you made some good choices.
And I would seem way cooler if all of those people, like, because here's the thing. If I'm with all these people, Mrs. Met, Giancarlo Stanton, you're going to be like, wow, that guy's cool.
Yes. That's how I feel about mine as well. It's like, even if I'm the lamest person yeah. in my entourage, I'm still going to be hanging out with a bunch of awesome people.
Yeah, just by yeah. overlapping with their social circle.
You're, yes.
I don't want an agent going out there actively campaigning for me to be cool.
Well, that's your mistake.
I mean, it is true that Ben will absolutely.
Oh yeah, Ben would be the coolest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be like yes. he would be on the cover of like Time magazine as person of the year. They'd be like coolest person
It'd be like,
ever?
You know that
question mark.
That's that my picture goal. Of Matt Harvey when he was in Seth Meyers' green room, and there's just like a person in the back being like waving.
What's up? Yeah.
We are that person.
We are definitely that
and
person.
Ben is Matt Harvey. That's what he gets to.
I'm okay with that though.
Yeah,
I'm
okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. Just being around.
All right. Well, interesting. Interesting ideas, interesting entourages we all have. All right. Well, sadly, I think we're kind of at the end here of the podcast. So what we need to do is summarize the entire thing into 140 characters. One tweet that accurately sums up the whole thing. Now, since the two of you got the question right,
ha-ha.
I would argue
Thank
Gemma
you.
Got it more right than you, Ben.
Right
I disagree.
Fine.
I thought we were working together.
The rightest.
I will go first. And so here is...
I don't even remember what we talked about
here
20
is my
minutes
summary.
Ago.
On my baseball card, colon. My crew. Comma. Number of hot dogs eaten. Comma. The... 3-game World Series ring I have.
Good. Coherent.
Don't say that. Don't say good.
All right.
That's not
All right.
allowed.
Ben, save this podcast.
Oh
Go ahead.
I think it's bad.
It was right. terrible. It's, Ben, what do you got?
Like a random word generator put that together.
His replacement level blogger wrote that
yes,
part.
Yeah. 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 yeah the monkeys with the typewriters.
Yeah. yeah.
All right, Ben, save us. What do you got?
All right. My tweet is, to my future agents... comma, don't let me regret my World Series party. Hashtag, I'm the coolest.
Okay, that was good.
That was really
that
good.
That was really good.
That
I
was
feel
really good.
Even more embarrassed than I felt mere seconds ago. All right, Gemma.
Mine's going to be so lame.
Well, you were the winner of our quiz,
I know. Okay.
So you better get it together.
I'm going to do, hey, at Aaron Dolan and at Sean Doolittle, want to hang out? Here's my baseball card. It has words per minute.
That is super lame.
It is, and they're going
to
reject me.
Yeah,
but it's
like,
okay.
This
now you have
super
to tweet
lame.
That at them
it's okay.
after this podcast.
Yeah, you do.
I have,
you
to
have
make
to
myself
that.
A baseball card, too.
Yeah.
I'll make one for you guys as well.
Aw, thanks. Yeah. Will it have a picture of me weeping on it?
You can, send me a picture of yourself crying, and I'll do it.
Too many. There are too many. So if you go to iTunes, subscribe to this podcast, while you're there, you can write a review, 1 to 5 stars. And if you actually write the review, we will read it on the Cut 4 Cast. And guess what? We have a review to read.
Yay!
That's right. This one comes to us from Jim Zawicki. So
What's up,
hello, Jim.
Jim.
How's
What's
it
up,
going, Jim?
Jim?
Entertaining MLB podcast, exclamation mark. That's the title. 4 stars.
Oh, okay.
4 stars.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Fair.
Love this podcast. Dakota and Gemma are a great combo and crack me up on a regular basis. I love the wide variety of baseball-related topics, parentheses, a bit too much soccer for my taste at times, though.
Agreed.
I've listened to every episode, and my fave is the suggested promotions nights, including breakfast at the ballpark. This is a man of taste.
Yes. The Peoria pancakes forever.
I'd love to hear the articles that they write about incorporated into the podcast. Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
We wrote about the Batista.
We did. What did you write in the last 2 days that got you amped?
Phil Hughes and Glenn Perkins tweeting at each other on a flight was really fun.
Yeah.
Wrote about Noah Syndergaard's tweets. Must follow Noah Syndergaard.
He's pretty good on Twitter. He is better than all of us. Yeah.
Well, what's funny about that? So, just sidebar here, Jim. Sorry to interrupt your review for a second. Noah Syndergaard is great at Twitter, and he doesn't tweet. Now, obviously, we've made it clear that the official editorial position of the Cut 4 Cast is to never tweet. Mm-hmm. Although we do the Twitter roundup at the end, we're full of contradictions.
Right. We contain multitudes.
Yeah, we do.
I was about to quote that as well. Do I contradict myself? So I contradict myself.
However, the important thing to note is that Noah Syndergaard should absolutely tweet more.
Yes.
We are giving him permission. He has the Cut 4 Cast
Only
permission.
Him, though.
Yeah. Only him.
Just,
however. But that was a good article. Gemma,
Twitter.
What did you write about that you want to give a shout out to?
It's gonna go live later today, maybe, probably. It's Friday. It's about how the guy who founded the Broncos also has this pretty cool baseball connection. He originally was minor league executive, founded the Broncos because he kind of needed to fill up his stadium when he didn't get an expansion team. But fun, because then he liked that. He really enjoyed that, and then he did eventually become the GM of the Reds and built the Great Red Machine, or the Big Red Machine, up from there. And that's just, like, fun story.
That is a fun story. Yeah. So check that out. That'll probably be live by the time you are listening to this podcast. Definitely go read that. Thanks, Jim, for the invitation to do that. Let me finish reading your review here. Thanks for helping us to get through the offseason. I recently watched an Australian Baseball League game thanks to their recommendation.
Yes.
Keep it coming.
Yes.
That's the end.
Great.
So good for listening to the ABL.
Jim, thanks so much.
Also, I know that you said that we talk too much soccer, but frankly, I think we don't talk enough. So allow me to
I'm with Jim on this one.
Allow me to go into great detail about the Liverpool season. What do you think?
Let's just say one of our teams is in the top four right now, one is not.
Never mind. I agree with Jim. I don't want to talk about soccer. But thank you, Jim, so much for your review. And as I said, if you write us a review like Jim, we will read it on the Cut 4 Cast. That is a true fact. You only gave us 4 stars, but feel free to give us 5. That's totally fine. There's no rule that prevents that. All right. Well, thank you, Ben, for being here. Gemma.
Wonderful to be here.
Thank you for being here, as always.
Anytime.
If you're listening, if you like listening, go to MLB.com/cut4. More of our content is there. You can follow us on Twitter, @cut4. You can tweet us your thoughts, your summaries of the podcast, your ideas for future episodes, @cut4, with the #cut4cast. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/cut4. I thanked them for being here, but it's easy for them to be here. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.